We're doing Gemara Brachot. We're up to Yudchet Amud Bet. Seven lines into the wide lines. Tashma. We're trying to prove whether the deceased know about what's going on in this world. Shmuel's father was in charge of money that was really orphans' money. They left him in charge of that. Kinach nafshei. When Shmuel's father passed away, lo have Shmuel gabei. So his son Shmuel wasn't there at that time. People were starting to say, "Ah, he's the son of the one who just consumed the money of the orphans. So he has to take care of it. The orphans need the money. What's he going to do?" So Shmuel went to the graveyard. He said to the spirits that appeared before him. He sees the spirits sitting on their graves, and he said to them, "Ba'inan Abba, I'm looking for Abba." Amrule Abba Tuveikahacha. Abba was a common name in those days. So they said there are many Abbas. Rav was named Abba. Rabba, his real name was Abba. Rava's real name was Abba. Many rabbis were named Abba. So Shmuel's father was also named Abba. So he said, "I'm looking for Abba." They said, "There are many Abbas here." Amalu Baina Abba Baraba. He said, "I'm looking for my father whose name is Abba Baraba." Amrule Abba Baraba Nami Tuvaikaha. They said, "There are many Abbas Barabas out here." Amalu Baina Abba Baraba Abu de Shmuel. He said, "I'm looking for Abba Baraba, the father of Shmuel. Heicha, where is he?" They said, "He's not here. He went up to the yeshiva in Shemayim. You think he has time to spend with us schmoozing down here? He's up learning Torah in the Academy of Heaven." Okay, so Shmuel goes to the Academy in Heaven, and he sees that Levi, the rabbi, Levi, the disciple of Rebbe, he's sitting outside the Academy. He's kicked out. So he asked Levi, "Why are you sitting outside? My time alo salkit. Why don't you enter the academy to learn?" Amale de amrili, because in heaven they tell me, kolki anachshane de lo salikat limtiv tad Rabbi Efes, all the years that you didn't enter the yeshiva. When Rabbi Efes was appointed Rosh Yeshiva, Levi realized that Rabbi Efes wasn't so much bigger than him. So he didn't enter the academy all the years that Rabbi Efes was Rosh Yeshiva. So for all those years that he didn't enter the academy, he didn't feel he had anything to gain from it. But v'achlishte ledate, you pained Rabbi Efes for all those years. They told Levi in Shemayim, "Lo ma'ilina nachlim tivta derikia. We're not letting you enter the academy in heaven for all the years you stayed out of the academy on earth because you held you don't need to get anything from that Rosh Yeshiva. For all those years, we're leaving you out of the academy down below. You pained Rabbi Efes all those years." Okay, so as he's having this conversation with Levi, adehachi v'achi ata avua. His father came. Shmuel's father comes to him. He sees his father's spirit. Chazi davka b'achi v'achich. He sees his father is both weeping and laughing. Amale mai tamaka b'achit. He says, "Dad, why are you crying?" Amale delegel katit. He says, "Because I see you're coming here soon." Le'egel is like ba'agala, what we say in Kaddish. In Aramaic, egel or agal or ba'agala means soon. We ask it gadal v'it kadash. Hashem's name should be sanctified, should be exalted ba'agala, soon, uvizman kariv. My time achichat. So he says, "Okay, now I know why you're crying. Not a good thing. I'm going to die soon. To live is much better. You could do more mitzvahs. But why are you laughing?" So he says, "D'chashivet b'hai al matuva. But I see that in this world they consider you very, very important." He says, "Well, if I'm so important, then I want them to let Levi into the yeshiva." So they did. Levi was allowed to enter. So he says to his father, "Where is the money of the orphans?" He says, "Okay, go take him. I hid him in the mill. Ilai v'tatai didan, inside the stone of the mill, you'll see money. The top bag of money is mine. The bottom bag of money is mine. Umitzai diatmi, and the middle bag belongs to the orphans." Amale, my time avditachi. So he says, Dad, why'd you do it that way? Amale, iganuve ganve mignevu medidan. Because if a thief comes and sees the top bag of money, so obviously they were hidden in a way that you wouldn't automatically see the next bags. So then if my hiding place is discovered, so they'll only take the top bag. They won't realize there are other layers underneath, and my money will get stolen. The money in those days was made of nettle. So if the dampness of the water, if the dampness of the earth destroys some of the money, achla medidan. So mine was on the bottom level, closest to the earth, so then mine would get stolen. So that's why I put the orphans in the middle. Mine on bottom, mine on top. If any damage comes, it should be to mine. So the Gemara says, okay, so his father tells him, you're soon going to be buried too. So you see, Alma, you see, the Yadi, that his father knew who was important in this world, who was considered a big rabbi. His father says, I'm happy because I see you're an important man in the world. So the Gemara says, who says? Maybe he didn't know that Shmuel was such a big rabbi because he knew what was going on planet Earth, but rather, Dilma Shani Shmuel, maybe Shmuel was unusual. Kevan de Chashiv, because he was such an important rabbi, Kadmi Umachrezi, they announced in advance in heaven, Panu Makom, make room, Shmuel's coming, Shmuel's going to die soon. So maybe that's how his father knew that he was going to die soon and that he was so important. So the Gemara says we don't have a proof whether the dead know what's going on in this world or not. So this Gemara needs a lot of work. Obviously, none of this is understandable. You go to the graveyard, you see them sitting in a circle. That's what's going on. Spirits are sitting there. Shmuel goes up to heaven and he sees the yeshiva. He sees Levi sitting outside. How do you recognize them? What do they look like? But one thing I do want to mention here. The Gemara has an interesting discussion about whether a woman can become pregnant from a man's seed that's emitted in a bathtub. Can a woman become pregnant? The Gemara says, obviously, that's not common. You could never give a woman a death penalty for cheating on her husband and other things. I mean, that's not common. But the Gemara says it can happen. The Gemara says there are different things that can happen. And the Gemara discusses what can happen. Then the Gemara Tosfos brings us an interesting story. That Shmuel's father was away on a business trip, and his mother became pregnant. So people started asking questions. How did she become pregnant? Her husband's not around, right? He hasn't been around in 7 months. It's a little bit strange. So Tosfos brings one of two things happened. Tosfos says, either he came back and no one knew it. He came back for that night and left, and they didn't know about it. Or she got pregnant from the bath. So I remember reading that Tosfos and saying, yeah, that's interesting. Okay, got pregnant from the bath. That's, you read that and you say, okay. Gemara Tosfos says it, fine. What am I going to say? Then I hit this Gemara and I put two and two together. I said, you see, from this Gemara, that in heaven they knew who was genetically his father and who wasn't, right? They didn't have questions in Shemayim who was his father. Shmuel comes to the graveyard and says, I'm looking for Abba Bar Abba. They said, we got a lot of people out here like that. Maybe they were giving him a hard time. In order to have this Gemara quote us, bottom line in Shemayim, they said, yeah, he was his father. Could be that after Shmuel, people were like me. They said, Tosa says it, what am I going to say? But it's still a little bit hard to swallow. So could be that's why the Gemara tells us that in Shemayim they told them, Yeah, that's his father. When he asked for his father, they summoned the right guy. Right guy. He wasn't a guy. He was a big rabbi. But they summoned the right person. Okay.